Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taylor Swift's new movie event, the official release party of A Showgirl, has sold $15 million in movie tickets in just 24 hours.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Pre-sale tickets, pretty good, so she doesn't have to go on tour. She's making millions just sitting around filming a little stuff. It is a big production. It's an 89-minute film, not just a movie, Jan, but a film. It'll show October 3rd through the 5th, celebrating the 12th album. The Life of a Showgirl includes a new music video, some behind-the-scenes footage, personal reflections, sort of how the songs were made, put together, thought up, dreamed, whatever it takes to make the song. She will let you in on some of those secrets. And then there are some lyric videos for the stuff that doesn't have a proper video. It will play over 400 AMC theaters. I think total of the notes, 540 AMC screens in North America and select international locations with tickets, no ads, and fans are more than allowed to sing and dance. You won't be told to down in front, simmer down. That's not going to happen. So go ahead, celebrate, have fun.
Do you think that Travis will be in it? Like, there's been no mention of that, or will there be anything about the engagement, or will she keep that completely separate?
I don't know. It could be a component. Why not? She hasn't been shy about it. Right. It's not, you know, it's part of her life, and she is opening up. I know it's about the album, but the album reflects her life, and yada, yada, yada. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a Kelsey, it was Jason Kelsey joined a band yesterday. This is amazing. Jason Kelsey, former NFL player and the good Kelsey, joined the Baltimore Ravens marching band ahead of last night's game on Monday Night Football in Jan.
That's awesome.
He's in marching band uni. It's great. Jason played the saxophone during ESPN's pregame coverage. And of course, he's part of the ESPN telecast, but there it was. He's in a marching band and I don't know why. I really, really like that guy, and he embraces everything that is good. Monday Night Football, the Lions run over the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sacks.
Second down and 10. Jackson in trouble again, and another sack.
Two-game lead
that's
for the
seven
Bills.
Seven for the night.
Two-game lead for the Bills in the conference.
Yeah, that's what that means. So the final score, 38-30. And it looked like Baltimore responded a few times. They went, you know, it was not a blowout. Lions would score. Baltimore bounced right back. And there were some moments of magic. 38-30 final score. The Lions over Baltimore. And Weeze, again, how does that affect the Bills? Where are we now?
The Bills now have a full two games. Two games.
But when you say a full two games, you're talking about the whole AFC versus the AFC East, right?
Right.
So that's why it's even more significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a big
deal. Bills really, I mean, this game I think they're going to win. Saints aren't very good. And the next big game, believe it or not, is New England. I mean, New England's not a bad team, but we should beat them.
Right.
Yeah. I think every team.
I mean,
well, that's going to be in Buffalo. Go Bills. That'll be fun. Sunday night football.
Tonight on ABC, it's the return of Jimmy Kimmel. He's back after being suspended for making comments. Kimmel had falsely claimed that, according to the network, that Kirk's killer was associated with the MAGA movement, despite authorities clarifying the suspect had left-wing views, and that was the crux of what led him to being suspended and the way he said it and the timing. All of that culminated in the suspension by ABC. There was a lot of backlash. There were a lot of people saying things about Jimmy Kimmel. Well, he's back on tonight. In response, ABC temporarily pulled Jimmy Kimmel live, and he returns tonight.
Well, that the was that whole, is, the whole situation, you know, like you're standing right at the First Amendment right of freedom of speech, and it just seemed a little too controlled by the government. That was not a very comfortable thing to watch unfold.
It is not clear if, now that the network puts him back on, that doesn't mean it makes its way to broadcast stations, because there are still many of them. Sinclair and Nexstar are the two big companies that own the actual, you know, broadcast sticks, the signals that carry it to a TV, if you will. It's not clear who will carry it. I think Nexstar said, yeah, it's great that ABC's got him back on. We're going to put news programming instead. So that's not our situation here. We do have Nexstar station, but that's not an ABC affiliate, so it wouldn't affect it. But there are many where that is the situation. It's unclear how ABC is going to address the ongoing tensions with its affiliates, because not every carrier is going to carry ABC tonight when it's time for Jimmy Kimmel. And finally, this morning, the Missouri ticket holder who won half of Powerball's historic almost $2 billion jackpot described himself as a homebody. And he's taken a lot of money, and he took the lump sum. So that is going to be some life-changing money. A one-time payment of around $410 million. I just think it's funny. He's remaining anonymous as far as who he is and all that stuff. But he did describe himself as a homebody.
As a homebody.
Yes,
did he
talk
his
wife will
take all?
Him out now.
Oh, he's got a wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Did he talk about, are they going to move, or did he, you know?
No, his main thing is he really said it really hasn't sunk in yet. Kind of like a dream. Still hasn't figured it out. Once he does, I'm sure he'll blow through the $410 million and be homeless like everybody else that wins the big jackpots. But for now, he's just kind of blissfully unaware, and it hasn't sunk in. But $410 million, and there it is. That's a
so I'm
big
looking
jackpot.
At the place he bought at Quick Trip. It looks like a convenience store. You know, the perfect day is sitting at home doing what I do, relaxing. I'm a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and I'm doing laundry last night. See all those cute little things that we all have to do? Now they're going to seem cute to him.
I think I found your spirit animal living in Missouri. The guy won a Powerball.
Yeah.
If it was me, you'd never see me again.
And that person can remain anonymous forever, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Every state has different laws as to whether
you
need to.
You know I won because you wouldn't see me again.
Yeah, right.
Where's Wheeze? Oh, he's gone.
I don't know.
No,
he's
know.
On walkabout.
I don't
he's
know.
Gone.
Well, we finally got rid of him. Good.
That's so their plans. The winner, the Powerball winner and his wife, they intend to focus on themselves for the first year. He said, I'm going to just do me for a year.
That's exactly what he's been doing without $410 million.
I know. Exactly.
Like, he sounds like he's already pretty happy.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine.
Just 410
million. A million, a million, a million. That's very funny, though, isn't it?
Someone's got to watch the game shows.
Yeah,
that's it for
exactly.
News and Views. Time right now is 6:28.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.